Good morning and a peace be with you.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，早安！愿你们得平安。
A young brother shared with me recently that are two things that the world cannot offer us, but only could have found in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
有一个年轻的弟兄跟我分享了一个他的看见，就是有两件事情在这个世界上不能找着，只有在耶稣基督里你可以发现。
These are peace and joy.
就是平安和喜乐。
That's right, and that's why in almost each of his letters in the New Testament of Paul.
我完全同意他的看法，真的是这样的。所以在保罗在新约圣经里面的书信当中
，Paul says, "Grace to you and peace from God and the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ."
保罗总在他的书信当中提到，愿平安和恩惠归于。你们
We can't find the peace in this world.
我们在这个世界上是没有办法找着平安。
And we are going to prove it in the next couple of days.
在接下来的几天，这个事实就会证明我所说的。
If we look at the world of politics and the media,
如果我们看见这个世界上所有的新闻和这个政治的局势
，They've been speaking utterly.In conflict with each other.
他们彼此都是对立的。
But let's be reminded that in Jesus we have a peace that belongs to us.
让我们今天早晨被提醒，在耶稣基督里，我们的平安是属于我们的。
Would you please turn your Bible to Psalm 36 with me and let me read it for you?
让我们一起翻到圣经诗篇第36篇，让我先为你读。
Psalm 36 to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit.He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep.O Lord, you preserve man and the beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of man put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.O continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise.
诗篇第36篇，耶和华的仆人大卫的诗，交与灵长。恶人的罪过在他心里说，我眼中不怕神。他自夸自媚，以为他的罪孽终不显露，不被恨恶。他口中的言语竟是罪孽诡诈。他与智慧善行已经断绝。他在床上图谋罪孽，定义行不善的道，不憎恶恶事。耶和华啊，你的慈爱上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍，你的公义好像高山，你的判断如同深渊。耶和华啊，人民牲畜你都救护，神啊， 你的慈爱何其宝贵，世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下，他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。愿你常施慈爱给认识你的人，当以公义待心里正直的人，不容骄傲人的脚践踏我，不容凶恶的人的手赶逐我。在那里作孽的人已经扑倒，他们被推倒，不能再起来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness and to invite us, we can say, Jesus, I come.
主耶稣，我们早间非常感谢你爱的慈爱，所以我们可以在对着耶稣说，主啊，我们来了，耶稣，我们来救你。
Because there's nothing can separate us from the love of God.
因为没有任何可以叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
And this love is in our Lord Christ Jesus.
因为这个爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
Lord, we pray for this moment.
主啊，我们为这一个时刻来献上祷告。
Seal us in the presence of yourself.
用你自己的同在来覆庇我们。
And breathe the breath of life through your word into us.
把你自己的气息吹在我们的话语里面。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
我们感谢你这段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Recently, our Friday English group had a blessed time studying Psalm 36.
最近一段时间，我们在年轻人的周五圣查经的时候，是在读诗篇第三十六篇。
Our discussion was open and vibrant.
我们之间的交通是非常敞开的，是非常丰富的。
And the fellowship led me to a further meditation on David's prayer.
让这样的交通让我能够继续在思想这个大卫他的祷告。
And it helped me gain a little deeper understanding of his spiritual experience.
让我对于大卫这个属灵的生命有更多的理解。
And the truth that David had received about how to go into God's saving grace.
让我更加的了解大卫是怎么样分享神救赎的恩典。
So this morning I want to share with you some key points from what we came up with during our fellowship time.
今天早间我要分享的信息有一些就是在我们查经的时候所交通到的。
Psalm 36 was probably composed in David's old age.
这个诗篇第三十六篇很有可能是在大卫年老的时候所写的。
Because the small letter tells us that it was sent to the chief musician.
因为在这个诗篇的小字上面讲的是他交与灵长。
Who either served as the worship leader in the tabernacle choir.
他或许就是在这个会幕里面领诗的，领赞美诗的。
Or the musical man in king's palace.
或者是在王的王宫里面做音乐的。
First Chronicles 23-27.
在历代至上第23-27里
It tells us that when David was old and full of days.
就是当这两篇在历代至上讲到大卫年老日期满足的时候
First he made his son Solomon king over Israel.
他第一件做的事情是让所罗门做了以色列的王
Then he made arrangements for priests and the worship teams.
之后他让祭司和所有赞美的班次都排列好
following their ordinance
他们都有各自的班次和安排
to come into the tabernacle for service
这样好叫他们能够来 准备好来敬拜神，带领敬拜。
So he set the leader of a worship team and called him the chief musician.
他把这个敬拜的班次，诗歌敬拜的班次安排好，并且叫领诗的这个人叫领长。
So, we come to understand that this man also served on David's side in King's Palace.
我们知道这位领长在大卫的王宫里同样来作为一个领诗的。
Because David was very musical.
因为大卫他本身就是个音乐家。
He loved the music.
他爱喜爱音乐。
He played all kinds of musical instruments well.
他弹几种乐器。
We can see the picture about the David, and he often holds a harp on his hand.
我们知道大卫他弹这个琴。
And most importantly, he often breathed his prayers into musical songs.
他经常把他的祷告来带到他的音乐当中。
So it's reasonable to say that this prayer was one of his later works.
所以我可以说他这篇诗篇是他年老的时候的一个作品。
Because the position of the chief musician appeared when David was old.
所以这个领长是在大卫年老的时候才设立的。
And David was about to hand his kingship over to his son Solomon.
大卫已经准备好交接他的王权给他的儿子所罗门。
Some say that David gave this prayer to his musical man for public sing.
有的人说大卫把这个诗篇交给领长，好叫会众一起来敬拜神。
That could be right.
有可能。
But I would rather believe that David wanted Solomon on his side in a family event.
我却偏向于在一个家庭的聚会当中，大卫希望所罗门在他的身旁。
To listen to his prayer song with the company of his musical man.
与他所有的音乐敬拜的队伍一起来敬拜神。
Because he wanted his son Solomon to learn something important for his future kingship.
因为他希望所罗门能够从中学到他将来要做王所需要知道的。
To learn something important from his father's experience.
从他父亲的经历当中学到值得学习的。
Now think about it, my dear parents.
亲爱的父母亲们。
When you reach old age.
当你年老的时候。
You look back on your life.
当你回顾过去的年日。
What do you want to tell your fellow friends, family, or kids about your life?
你要对你的家人、你的朋友和你的孩子想要讲什么呢？
What's the treasure from your life you want to leave for your kids?
你自己的珍宝，你想要传承给你孩子的是什么呢？
For some people, it may be the secret password to access their bank account.
有些人可能是他要拿到来他的银行的账号的密码。
For others, it may be the highlight moment of their life.
有些人是想讲一些他这一生当中最荣耀的时刻。
One of my elderly friends once was invited to a state dinner by the President of the United States at White House.
我的有一个朋友，他曾经被一个要人邀请到白宫去坐席。
It was a great honor indeed.
是一个非常大的荣耀。
But he kept talking about it in the rest of his life.
但是他一直在他余生里面都在讲。
And each time I paid my visitation to his hospital bed.
我每次去到医院探访他的时候。
He told me the same story.
他总是讲一样的故事。
It was a great story.
是一个非常好的故事。
But it made all the people around him so sick of it.
但是人们都听厌了。
For others like me,
像我这样的人，
it may be just one simple song from the hymn book number 220.
我要讲的故事就是从我们的这个hymn 我们的唱诗第220首。
Only a sinner but saved by the grace.
我是一个罪人门主啊。
This is all I can tell about my life to anybody.
我的生平的故事就是这个故事。
David wrote his prayer.
大卫把他自己的祷告写了下来。
And he looked back on his age.
他来回顾他的日子。
His youth years.
他年轻的时候。
Both in terms of success and failure.
不仅包括他的成功，也包括他的失败。
According to God's purpose for his life.
根据神在他生命中的旨意。
He wanted the people around him to be inspired by God's saving grace.
他想要他周遭的人都能够被神救赎的恩典所激励。
Because it is great.
因为这是何等伟大的故事。
He wanted the people to know how it had come to his life.
他想要知道他想让人们知道他是怎么样来有这个救赎的恩典。
How the God's saving grace covered him like a mother hen's wings.
神的救赎的恩典是怎么样来覆庇他，就像母鸡来招聚小鸡一样。
You know when the baby chick senses a threat.
当你知道小鸡遇到危险的时候，
they will run to their mother hen.
他们会奔向母鸡，
and hide themselves under the shadow of the mother hen's wings.
会像躲在母鸡的翅膀的荫下。
This was exactly that David learned from his past experience.
这就是大卫在他生平中所学到的经历。
You know, even a righteous man like David would fall.
就是义人像大卫这样的人，他也会跌倒。
There's no such a godly man or spiritual man who never fails.
没有说一个属灵的领袖或者一个非常敬虔的人，他不会犯罪。
If we're honest to ourselves, we will say yes, we all do.
如果我们对自己诚实的话，我们知道我们总是在犯罪。
The threat and made us fall, we have is Satan.
这个让我们跌倒的这个危险来第一点是来自于撒旦仇敌。
The prince of darkness and his followers.
他是这个黑暗权势的领袖和他的同党。
But that's true.
这个是真的。
But it's also our corrupt nature within us.
另一方面是我们自己里面所败坏的本性。
That's the truth that David confirmed with us in Psalm 36.
在诗篇36篇大卫所讲的这个就是我们本性的这个败坏的天性。
You and I can sense that threat in us every minute with everything.
我们知道每天在我们所经历的所有的事情上，我们都会面临这样的一个挑战。
It is so real, it is so active and so powerful.
这个挑战是非常真实，非常活跃的，非常强大的。
For David, as he described in Psalm 36, the threat of our corrupt nature.
在诗篇36篇大卫所讲的，从这个我们本性的挑战里面。
Inside us is never less dangerous than the enemy outside.
这个从我们里面来的恶与从仇敌和他同党来的恶是一样的朽坏。
Unless we learn to run to God's saving grace as the chick runs to mother's hen's wing.
除非我们学会我们奔向神救赎的恩典，就像小鸡奔向母鸡一样。
We're going to lose any chance to win it over.
我们就没有办法得胜。
So as he said in verse 7.
所以在第七节。
The children of man will put their trust under the shadow of God's wings.
世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
So David told his son Solomon.
所以大卫告诉他的儿子所罗门。
That although I'm your father and the current king of Israel,
虽然我是你的父亲，我是目前以色列的王。
I wouldn't be able to cover you with the shadow of father's wings.
我没有办法用我父亲的翅膀来荫庇你。
Many things would happen to you down the road.
在你 今日的，在你以后要过往的日子里，你会遇到许多的事情。
You gotta run to God's ways and lean towards His saving grace.
你要奔向神翅膀的荫庇。
That you may enjoy the life on earth.
好叫你能够躲在他的恩典里面，可以叫你尝到恩惠的慈爱。
My dear parents, this was the treasure that David left for his beloved son.
亲爱的，做父母的，我要告诉你们，大卫的宝，他的宝藏就是他的秘诀，就是来到神翅膀的荫下。
More than silver and gold, or the throne of Israel.
包括超越金银。也超过这个以色列的宝座。
There is so many years among God's people.
经过这么多年在神的选民里面。
I've seen that we parents arrange items for our kids as much as possible for their future.
我们知道父母亲都忙碌着为孩子的将来打算。
Their education, their career, families, etc.
包括他们的教育、他们的家庭、他们的工作等等等等。
However, dear parents, have we taught them enough about the truth of God's saving grace?
但是我们做父母的，我们有没有把神救赎的恩典来展示给我们的孩子呢？
How does it come to our life when they need it?
当他们需要的时候，我们怎么样帮助他们呢？
Since our Chinese culture is so protective,
我们作为中国人，我们的文化背景是总是要保护我们的孩子。
Have we given young people enough chance to fall so that they would learn to run to God's saving grace?
我们有没有能够允许我们的孩子跌倒，好叫他们自己奔向神慈爱的膀臂？
Have we taught them enoughabout the threat that will come to their life and gets overwhelmed.
我们有没有告诉他们，他们在这个生活中所遇到的这些挑战会让他们非常的有压力，不知所措。
So maybe we should take a step back.
我们可能要退后一步。
To read Psalm 36.
我们应该读这个诗篇第三十六篇。
And be inspired by God's saving grace.
好叫神救赎的恩典再次激励我们。
Well, Psalm 36 could be divided into two parts.
诗篇第三十六篇可以分为两段。
Verses 1 through 4, the wickedness of man.
第一节到第四节讲到人天性的败坏。
And 5 through 12, crying out to God's saving grace.
第五节到第十二节来呼求神救赎的恩典。
Well, regarding the time constraints and we're going to focus on the first part this morning.
因着时间的关系，今天我们交通的重点是在第一部分。
It certainly was a deep dive that David took into the nature of a wicked man or woman.
大卫在这篇诗篇里真正的挖掘了人性的败坏，不管是什么样的人。
It is true, sin has separated us from God.
我们的罪性使我们与神隔绝。
Sin brings us to hell because God hates sin.
这个罪使我们与神隔绝。让我们就面临着地狱火湖的审判，因为神恨恶罪。
So God wants to bring His eternal judgment on sin.
因为神永远是要把他永远的审判降临在这个罪的上面。
We all know that Romans 6:23 tells us.
我们都知道罗马书第六章二十三节告诉我们。
For the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
So everyone should pay for the wages because we are all sinners before God.
每个人都要付自己的工价，因为我们都是罪人，在面前神的面前是罪人。
However, this is not all about sin.
但是我们所讲的不是重点在罪上面。
We need to know from David's prayer.
我们要从大卫的这个祷告里面。
That also sin is true.
罪是真实的。
Sin brings about death.
罪带来死亡。
Not only physical death, but also spiritual death.
不仅给我们带来肉体的死亡，而且带来灵的死亡。
But sin is not only condemnation.
但是罪不仅是要受咒诅的。
Not only the punishment.
不仅是我们的惩罚
，Not only the eternal judgment, brothers and sisters.
不仅是永远的惩罚。
Sin also works in our life actively in every diverse ways.
罪在我们每日的生活中非常雀跃地展示在我们生命的每一个方面。
Sin is active within us and impacts us as whole.
罪在我们身上是掌权的，它在我们身上非常的活跃。
Every aspect of an individual.
在我们每个人身上的每一个方面。
It is always does so in the most adverse manner.
The first. I didn't get it.
It always does so in the most adverse manner.
它总是非常诡诈的来积极的显现在我们的身上。
In Psalm 36, transgression in us is both a condition and a negative motion.
在诗篇36章讲到的不仅是一个状况，而且是一个动作。
Notice here that David used three words.
在这里大卫用了三个词儿
to speak about the wicked man.
其他先讲到了这个恶人的先讲到了恶人
First is his eyes.
先讲到他的眼目
There is no fear of God before his eyes.
在他的眼目里面没有神
The word's eyes speaks of our observation.
眼目是讲到我们所注视的
So don't be so confident in our ability to observe.
所以不要特别的对自己能够所注视的都100%的确定是对的。
Second is his mouth.
第二点讲到是他的嘴唇。
Verse 3.
第三节。
The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit.
他口中的言语竟是罪孽诡诈。
We all know that the mouth speaks of our expression.
我们知道我们口中的言语是我们自己的一个表达。
If you have ever watched the presidential debates on TV,
如果你在电视上看了这个总统的辩论
you will get this verse proven.
你就知道这里面讲的是什么。
And the third is his heart.
第三点是讲到他的心。
Verse 4 says he sets himself in a way that is not good.
他说就是他自己定义行不善的道。
Well, I will go with the Chinese translation.
我来给你讲中文的翻译。
Because it says exactly that he sets his heart in a way that is not good.
因为他是定义下决心要做不义的事。
We all agree that the heart often speaks of a motivation.
我们知道我们的心里所想的是我们的动机。
So now you see it, my dear young people.
所以我们亲爱的年轻人们。
As we are born against God.
我们本性就是敌对与神敌对。
Transgression spreads throughout our minds and thoughts.
我们整个人都弥漫着罪。
Expressions and observation skills.
不管是我们所注视的技巧，还是我们自己要表达的。
But the worst thing is we don't even recognize.
但是更糟的是，我们都不知道我们的光景。
That we are all soaked in a corrupt condition.
因为我们整个人都浸在这个非常败坏的状态。状况里
Nobody can help.
没有人能救我们。
Because education and morality deceive us by saying that we are still super good.
因为我们受到的教育和我们所面临的道德准则告诉我们说我们还是良善的。
I'm educated, so I have no problem with my observation.
我是受过教育的，所以我所有的注视关注都应该没有问题。
I'm a good man, so I don't have a problem with my heart.
我是一个好人，所以我的心思意念都应该是善的。
I'm just a skillful speaker, so I don't have a problem with my expression.
我很擅长言辞，因此我的表达都是正确的。
This is what David described in verse 2 as the eyes of self-flattering.
所以这个就是大卫在第二节里面讲到的，他是自夸自媚。
Well, I was told a true story.
有一个人给我讲了一个真实的故事
about an astronaut from the former Soviet Union.
从这个前苏联的一个登月者
And he was the first man to travel to space in human history.
他是在人类历史上第一个进入外层空间的
So his first trip to space.
他第一次旅游到外层空间
was entrusted with a special task.
他有一个特殊的使命
of observation in space to see if there was a God.
他就是进到这个外层空间看看他的特殊使命是看看有没有神
So when he returned from his space trip as a hero,
当他从外层空间回到地球作为一个英雄
he boldly made a statement at a press conference.
他大胆地在一个新闻发布会上面讲到
saying I didn't see God up there so there was never God
我没有看见神因此这个世界上没有神
could it be that he has a night problem in space
他可能是不是因为他在万层空间他的视力有问题
you know somebody maybe they had a good eye they had a good eyesight on the earth but they had a problem when they got into space
那有可能他的视力有问题虽然他在地球上好的视力等他进入外层空间的时候他的视力就没有那么好了
Could it be that there's something wrong with his observation skills?
那也许是他的观察能力有问题
Neither, my dear young people
不是的亲爱的年轻人
1,000 years ago, David in Psalm 36
千年前大卫在第36诗篇第36篇讲到
told us that sin has destroyed man's vision so much that even the greatest scientist and astronaut cannot find and see God
罪在我们身上是如此的强大我们没有办法用我们的注视和我们的心眼来揣度神的存在
Yes, we can observe the smallest virus on the earth.
是的，我们可以看见地球上非常小的这个病毒。
We can express the most difficult theory.
我们也可以去了解非常非常深奥的理论。
But we can't do anything about knowing God, loving Him, and living for His purpose.
但是我们在自己的认知里面是没有办法知道神、认识神和追寻他的旨意。
Because sin has not only polluted, but also totally destroyed our nature in reaching God.
所以在我们身上掌权的时候，不仅使我们人性败坏。并且让我们丧失了去看见神与神交通的能力。
You know, I'm always amazed when I read the book of Genesis.
当我在读创世纪的时候，我真的是很惊诧。
The story of a creation in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪里面，神创造的美丽故事。
It says Adam was created with the full ability of observation.
所以当亚当在受造的时候，他有完全的这个注视的能力
，full ability of expression and motivation。
他有完全的这个表达能力和完全的动机。
Which means Adam and his wife can see God。
意思就是说，亚当和他的妻子是可以面见神的。
You know Hebrew verb in Genesis ra'ah means To see, to observe.
当在这个希伯来语的这个词儿是讲的是可以看见神。
It is always the seeing of the naked eye.
是你肉眼能看见的。
Our ancestors they can perfectly see and hear the Lord.
我们的始祖在受造的时候，他们可以肉眼看见，可以听见神。
And they can follow God freely.
他们可以自由地来跟随神。
Then Genesis 1:28 says.
但是在创世纪第一章第二十八节，但是在这里就讲到。
Then we continue.
然后我们就继续，
okay.
我们没有时间。
The Lord blessed them.
神赐福他们。
And they have a dominion over the fish of the sea.
他们甚至可以治理这地，管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
She's right. Over the birds of the air and over everything, every living thing that moves on the earth. How gonna they do this kind of a 3D job?
他们怎么才能做这种三维空间的艰巨任务呢？
How Adam gonna talk to birds?
亚当怎么跟鸟可以讲话呢？
How gonna Adam...talk to the fish in the sea.
亚当怎么跟海里的鱼讲话呢？
Go this way, you know, you are going the wrong way.
告诉鱼走这条路，你走错路了。
Adam didn't have the tools like helicopters.
亚当没有像直升飞机一样的工具。
Cell phone.
也没有手机。
Submarines.
也没有潜水艇。
Or automobiles with him.
也没有汽车。
The answer is that he didn't need them.
问题是他不需要这些。
He could manage to do it because man and woman are created with a full ability.
他不需要这一切的工具，是因为人受造的时候是有完全的能力。
Perfect ability built in with them.
他受造的时候天生具有这些完全的能力。
To serve God's will.
好叫他能够为神的心意而用。
This is what God intended to create.
这就是神创造的心意。
You know what happened after?
你们都知道之后发生了什么？
Since sin comes into the first man.
自从罪进入到始祖的心里。
Not only Adam lost the position before God.
不仅亚当失去他在神面前的地位，
but also the perfect nature within him.
他里面完全的这个本性也失去了。
Everything within him changes from bottom to top.
所以他里面的本性就完全的颠覆了。
From inside to outside.
里面外面都朽坏了。
Sin has twisted man's observation and expression.
所以使我们的视力，让我们的注视和我们所能表达的都受到了玷污。
So we have lost our eyes and mouth from Adam.
所以从亚当犯罪的时候，我们就失去了我们的表达能力和我们的注视能力。
So sometime, my wife and I, we have an argument over one issue.
当我和我的妻子因一件小事有一些小的争执的时候，
She always asks me, "What do you say? What do you say?"
她总是问我说，你说什么？你说什么？你看见什么？
And I just answer, "All I said is perfectly good."
那我就告诉她，我说的都是正确的。
She said, "No, you don't."
她说你说的不对。
We have an expression problem.
我们表达有问题。
Sin has twisted the man's ability of expression.
这个罪使我们表达出了问题。
We think we have something good in our heart.
我们以为我们自己本性是好的本性，我们的意图是好的。
But when we speak it out,
当我们讲的时候，
it hurts the one we love the most.
就伤害了我们最爱的人。
This is called transgression.
这就是罪。
And most importantly,
最主要的是
we lost our hearts to God and for God.
我们失去了我们的向神和为神的心。
We could sing a song that Jesus I come.
我们可以唱这个诗歌说耶稣我来救你。
But in a lifetime we say, rather Jesus you come to me.
但是在我们生命的体验当中是耶稣请你来救我。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the transgression.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是罪性。
So my dear young people,
亲爱的年轻人们，
we are created for good.
我们受造是为了神的美意。
But we are not doing good.
但是我们却没有这个美善。
So as David described it in verse 3.
所以在大卫的第三节里面讲到，
Man has ceased to be wise and to do good.
他说他口中的言语竟是罪恶诡诈，他已经与智慧善行断绝。
Because sin corrupted man's nature.
因为罪使我们里面的本性败坏。
So this corrupted nature causes corrupted motivation, corrupted expression and observation in all people.
所以我们这个罪性使我们本性败坏，使我们的这个所注视的败坏，使我们这个所能表达的败坏。
No one is an exception because we all come from the marriage of Adam and Eve.
没有人例外，因为我们都是亚当和夏娃的后裔。
I learned a tip from a TV show about healthy food.
我在电视上看见一个食物频道是讲的怎么样吃的健康。
You know what is my favorite TV show was.
这是我最喜欢的一个频道之一。
It says that never eat an apple that is rotten from the inside out.
从来，它上面讲到说，如果一个苹果从里面开始开坏的话，千万不能吃。
And it's much more dangerous than an apple with just dirty skin.
如果它只是外面脏一脏的话，比起那个要好得多。
My dear young people, we do have the dirty skin of a sinful action and motivation.
我的朋友们，弟兄姊妹们，我们真的像这个苹果一样，我们不仅外面是脏的，里面也是败坏的。
But we have to understand the root of our problem is that we have a rotten core.
因为我们里面本性的天性，从里面最中间的地方是败坏的。
What we have learned from Psalm 36.
我们从诗篇36篇学到什么呢？
Is that David had encountered a dead end in reaching God by his own.
因为这里面讲的故事经历就是神，就是大卫在追寻神里面，他的旅途当中，他的日程当中，他碰到了一个死角。
It is not about our ability.
不是我们的能力。
It is not about our morality.
不是我们自己的这个道德标准。
But our corrupted nature.
而是我们这个败坏的天性。
That corrupted nature turns our eyes, mouths, and hearts against God, our Creator.
所以我们这里面败坏的天性，使我们的眼目，使我们的心思意念都与神敌对。
So maybe our young people think, well, I want to pursue a top school.
那年轻人们可能会想，我想要去上最好的学校。
You know what? Pursuing education in top school won't help our nature.
虽然我们去追求去最好的学校，不能帮助我们有更好的天性。
Well, some gospel friends said, well, I had some religious favor.
那有一些福音朋友们说，我自己我本身就有许多这个宗教的喜好。
Well, human religions won't be able to reverse our nature back to the original setting.
这所有的宗教信仰不能使我们的本性回复到神创造我们的心意当中。
The simple truth here, my young people.
这个非常简单的真理在这里。
Is that we can't just reach our nature down our throat.
不能是从把手伸到我们的喉咙里面， 好叫能够摸到我们里面的心思意念。
And take it out.
然后再把肮脏的东西拿出来。
And rinse it off under the water tap.
然后在水管子下面洗一洗。
And we put it back.
然后再放回去。
No, we just simply can't do it.
我们没有办法做到这一点。
None of us would be able to draw near God beyond our nature.
我们去我们自己的天性里面，我们没有办法来接近神。
So from this point,
所以在这一点里面
，David in Psalm 36,
大卫在诗篇三十六篇中讲到
，put down his helpless and hopeless eyes, mouth and heart。
所有他的心思意念，他的注视，他口中的，他心里面的，全都是谬误的、错的，把它放下。
He knew that he had only one way to go.
只有一条路可走
He turned to God,
就是转向神
crying out for his saving grace,
来呼求他救赎的恩典
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
What would you do when you felt lonely in spiritual growth?
当你在属灵的征途上你的成长你觉得你很孤独
Maybe you have tried hard to improve the situation
也许你真的非常努力，非常努力地想改善你自己的环境。
But you still feel kind of away from God.
但是你还是觉得与神有距离。
And your observation, expression, and motivation aren't helping.
你所有的注视的、想表达的和你里面的动机都不能帮助你。
And you're about to give yourself up.
你自己都要放弃自己了。
First, I want to praise the Lord for you.
第一，我想要为着神感谢你。
为着你感谢。
为着你感谢神。
Because you're encountering the same experience as David described in Psalm 36.
因为你进入了大卫在诗篇三十六篇里讲到的景况。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is good.
弟兄姊妹们，这是好的。
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
这是一个非常难得的机会。
For you and I to enter the real spiritual reality.
好，叫我们进入属灵的实际。
So don't be stressed out.
所以不要为这件事情焦虑。
Just learn from David.
来学习大卫的功课。
Take a step further.
来更加前进一步。
David did in Psalm 36.
大卫在诗篇三十六篇讲到
He turned to God.
他转向神
Crying out for his saving grace.
为神救赎的恩典来呼求
Well, my dear young people.
亲爱的年轻人们
You're blessed to have come with your parents to this church every Sunday since childhood.
自从你年幼的时候你就与你的父母一起周日来到教会敬拜神，你是何等的有福。
We praise the Lord.
我们为你感谢神。
We praise the Lord for His provision.
我们感谢神的供给。
For His protection upon our families.
为着神对我们家庭的保护感谢神。
You seem to have known enough about the truth of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
你看起来似乎已经知道足够的知道神救赎、神的救恩。
From the moment you are sitting here,
从你坐到这那一刻起
from Sunday school classes,
或者在你主日学里面
However, are you going to rely on your Bible education or church going experience to know God?
你是想要怎么样认识神？要根据你在这些所有的知识里面，就包括你只是来教会，或者你坐在那儿听你就能认识神吗
Are you going to rely on these kind of things to love him?
你就依靠这样的经历来爱神吗
You know, once a sister shared with me.
有一次有个姊妹跟我交通。
She said the most important things in your life to serve God is love.
她说在你生命中最主要的来侍奉神就是要爱。
Without the loving of a Christ, you cannot do anything.
如果你不爱神的话，你什么也做不了。
We all agree with that.
我们都同意。
I agree.
我也同意。
And I just prayed so hard in the following week, pray for God's love.
那在接下来一个礼拜，我非常努力的祷告神的爱。
Nothing happened.
什么也没发生。
I still feel the empty in my heart.
我在里面还是觉得有些空虚。
I still feel the super cold in my heart.
我还是觉得我里面很冷。
So I talked to the Lord. I said, "This is not normal."
我告诉主说这个不正常。
Are you going to rely on your Bible education and the church going experience to love him?
你难道需要你在所有这个读圣经的知识和你来教会的经历可以爱神吗?
To follow him?
你去依靠这些来跟随神吗?
Or you want to rely on something like I used to try that and I prayed so hard within a week?
或者你要跟我学，非常努力的，一周里面都在为此祷告。
No.
不是的。
I know some among us have been baptized in past years.
我们知道有些年轻的弟兄姊妹们去年受浸。
But still feel distance from God's saving grace.
但是却里面感觉到与神救赎的恩典有距离。
My dear young people, the answer we learned from Psalm 36 is very simple.
这个问题的答案非常简单，就是从诗篇第三十六篇。
Don't rely on our own.
我们不能依靠自己。
Don't rely on our own ability.
不能依靠自己的能力。
Because everything from our minds, eyes, mouth, and even heart is not reliable.
因为我们自己天性的一切，包括我们的心思意念，我们所看见的和我们的表达，都是不可靠的。
They're not stable.
是不稳定的。
And ourself is not stable and keep on changing.
我们自己就是上上下下一直在起伏摇摆。
Like David.
就像大卫一样。
One minute he was a man after God's own heart.
有时候他是追求是神心意的人。
And the next minute he was a murderer.
下一时刻他又变成一个凶杀。
If you and I want to have a real and a firm experience of God's saving grace,
如果你和我都想有一个非常真实的经历神救赎的恩典，
we have to put down everything on our hand.
我们必须把我们手下所有的都放下。
All standard answers from your Bible knowledge.
包括你对这些圣经读的知识。
Just simply turn to him and cry out for his saving grace.
只是单单的转向神，呼求神救赎的恩典。
One night, I was reaching the dead end of loving God.
有一天，我里面感觉到我没有办法爱神了。
So in my prayer, I talked to God.
所以在我的祷告中，我就与神。
I totally agree with this sister sharing.
我非常同意这个姊妹跟我的交通。
Because without the love of Christ, I can't do anything.
因为没有基督的爱，我们什么也不能做。
But I have tried very hard for a week.
但是我已经非常努力，整个礼拜。
Nothing happened to me.
没，在我身上没有改变。
Lord, if you can help, you come to help me.
主啊，如果你能改变，求你改变我。
Otherwise, there's always gonna be a whispering in the deep bottom of your heart and my heart, questioning our assurance of salvation.
否则的话，在我们心里的深处，你的里面的最深处，就是个小小的声音问你：你有没有确据？有没有把握？你得救了
？David said, "My expression." Was doomed.
他大卫说：“我简直是没救了。”
My observation is doomed.
我什么也好的，我什么都看不见。
My heart is corrupted.
我心里面都是朽坏的。
I have nothing on my hand.
我在我里面一无良善。
So he turned to God and said, "Unless you give me your saving grace, otherwise I'm not going to be the man of your heart."
我放下我一切的办法，我转向神， 主啊，除非你把你救赎的恩典给我，否则我一什么事也做不了。
So my dear young people, David had to cry.
所以，亲爱的弟兄、年轻人们，大卫他要呼求、哭喊、
I have to cry out.
我也要呼求。
You have to have this crying out happen in you.
你必须要在你的里面有这个呼求。
Because until you do it.
除非你有这样的呼求
，You won't be able to enjoy the true blessings of God's saving grace.
如果你没有这样的呼求的话，你没有办法经历神对你救赎的恩典的真实的意义。
Now, before I wrap it up this morning,
在我结束之前
，I have a question for brothers and sisters here.
我有一个问题要问我的弟兄姊妹们
，about the very beginning of Psalm 36.
就是关于这个诗篇三十六篇的开启
or rather it's a question from our Yes Group Fellowship
这个我已经问过我年轻人礼拜五查经聚会
Who is this wicked man?
谁是这个恶人
Because it is so easy for David to point his finger at those who persecuted him
这个对大卫来说很容易他就把他的手指指向那些来迫害他的人他们是这个恶人
Lord, they are wicked
他会说主啊他们是恶人
They made my life terrible
他们使我的生命非常的痛苦
Or someone who once offended him
或者得罪他的人
So he could see their transgressions
他可以清楚地看见他们的罪恶过犯
Talk about it
并且谈论他们的罪恶过犯
Complain about them
并且抱怨他的罪恶过犯
And learn their fate
然后让他们知道他们的下场
And saying, yeah, God is righteous for he brings the judgment on those bad guys
然后说神是审判的人太棒了神让他们有一个不好的结局
And God saves me, the good man
我是好人所以神来拯救我
Dear brothers and sisters, is that so?
弟兄姊妹们是这样的吗
Is that Psalm 36 all about?
难道诗篇三十六篇给我们讲的是这样的消息吗
well, maybe from the Chinese translation we could say so
这个中文的翻译可能会让我们有些歧义
But if we go back to the original language
让我们回到它的本意
And the most English translations like New King James Version.
像 New King James.
Verse 1 says, An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked.
它的直译就是神放在我里面的消息关于这个恶人。
David didn't turn to others.
它这里面讲的是关于恶人他没有去指向别人
to learn their mistakes and a sinful nature
好像他们应该学他们的功课知道他们的罪性
because he kept hearing an unfading voice in him
因为在他的里面一直有一个声音
telling him the truth about his eyes
他告诉自己你的眼目
he learned the transgressions from his mouth
他自己知道他自己的眼目和他自己的嘴唇是恶的。
That unfading voice talk about his heart.
这个声音是告诉他自己内心的败坏。
Saying this is you.
是告诉他自己你就是这个恶人。
You are wicked like that.
你就是这样罪恶的恶人。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is why David came to cry out.
所以弟兄姊妹们，所以大卫在后面。就有这样的呼求。
Yes, we all agree with the Bible says in Romans 3:23.
所以我们都同意罗马书第三章二十三节讲到。
It is absolutely right.
非常正确。
That all are sinned and short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the next minute, we will easily point our finger at the other people around us.
对我们来说，真的非常容易，好，我们就指向别人的罪。
Saying they are sinned against God, short of the glory of God.
说他犯了罪，得罪了神，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We learned this attitude from Peter in four gospel books, didn't we?
我们知道我们也就是这样的人，甚至福音书里面讲到彼得就是这样的。
Mark 14:31。
马可福音第十四章。
It says that Peter spoke vehemently to Jesus.
是说彼得却极力的对耶稣说。
Vehemently means boldly.
极力说，非常大胆的，确定的。
And firmly.
非常坚定的。
The most positively.
非常毋庸置疑的。
Rabbi, don't count on others but me.
拉比，你一定可以指着我，你相信我。
They will deny you because all are made to stumble.
他们可能会否认你的名，他们会跌倒。
But I won't even to the point of death.
我死也不会否认你的名。
But next minute.
但是下一时刻。
Peter denied the Lord for three times.
彼得就否认主的名三次。
I think most of us have learned the golden finger rule from for our daily lives.
我相信我们每个人都学习我们这个金手指的功课，从我们每日的。经历当中
It is when I point one finger at others.
就是说当我指着一个手指指着别人的时候
The rest of the three points at myself.
其他的三个手指在指着我自己
I think the best illustration we can learn is from 2 Samuel chapter 12.
所以我觉得最好的一个经历一个故事就是撒母耳记下第十二章
After David sinned against God,
大卫得罪了神
by murdering one of his warriors,
谋杀了他的一个勇士
for the lust of his beautiful wife,
因着这个勇士他美丽的妻子
he didn't feel anything wrong,
他没有自责
until God sent Nathan the prophet to tell him a story,
直到神差遣拿单到他那里告诉他一个故事
A story of a wicked rich man cruelly ripped off a poor man
是讲到一个恶的富户是怎么样来剥削一个穷户
David was very angry
大卫非常的生气
about this rich man
他非常生气这个富户
So he asked Nathan
他就问拿单
Who is this wicked man?
这个恶人是谁
How terrible he is.
他太恶了。
Bring him to me.
把他带到我这里来。
And in verse 5 he says.
到第五节大卫说。
As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die.
我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死。
My dear brothers and sisters, David was pointing fingers at others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大卫他用他的手指指着别人。
Because, but we thank God.
但是感谢主。
Because he loved whom he has chosen.
因为他爱他所被拣选的家。
In verse 7, Nathan points finger at David.
第七节，拿单就指着手指。
向大卫 You are the man.
说你就是那人。
Thus says the Lord God of Israel.
耶和华以色列的神如此说。
Brothers and sisters, this finger pointing had revived David from bottom of his lowly place.
弟兄姊妹们，这个手指指向的指向拯救了大卫，使大卫的灵命重新苏醒。
He turned to God, cried for His saving grace.
所以他转向神来呼求神的救赎的恩典。
Saying, "I have sinned against God."
他说我得罪神了。
Brothers and sisters, we all have dreamed a real revival.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都在梦想有一天我们能够真的被神复兴。
Since a long time ago.
许久我们都有这样的一个梦想
But let's be reminded by Psalm 36.
但是让我们再次被诗篇三十六篇提醒
Until we point the fingers at this individual.
除非我们把我们的手指指向自己
Me, myself.
我自己我
As the wicked man or woman.
As 我自己是一个恶人。
Short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, the true revival won't come to us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有做到自己是个罪人，从自身做起，这个复兴是不会来的。
You can spend the time reading the Bible.
你可以一直来读圣经。
Praying God for revival.
来呼求这样一个复兴。
But if you and I don't turn our finger to ourselves,
如果我们不意识到自己是恶人，
I am the wicked.
我是一个恶人。
I am sinned against God.
我是一个恶人，我得罪了神。
I am short the glory of you.
我得罪了神，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The revival is always an empty word among God's people.
神的复兴在神的信徒里面就是一个空荡的词句。
God's saving grace is so sweet and powerful.
神救赎的恩典是如此的甜美并且强大。
However it comes to us,
无论它是怎么样临到我们，
one, when we truly acknowledge who we are,
我们必须首先知道我们是谁。
And two, which way we point our finger at.
第二点，我们要知道我们指向谁，我们的手指指责谁。
Brothers and sisters, and I think that's what we could learn from the reading of Psalm 36.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我觉得读诗篇三十六篇我们应该学到的。
Let's have a word, please.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
Enlighten the eyes of our heart.
谢谢你把我们里面的光照亮。
So we can see who we are.
好，叫我们看见我们的本相。
Lord, give us saving grace.
主，谢谢你给我们救赎的恩典。
So you will cover us with your wings.
好叫你用你自己的翅膀来荫蔽我们。
And lead us into the true blessing of God's saving grace.
带我们真的进入你救赎恩典的实际。
Lord, we thank you for the blessed time.
主，我们感谢你这段有福的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.